Now, wasn't that funny teaching? When we'd go to our class then, we'd stand up there on the floor and he would call out all them words and we'd spell them, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Come to one and the other, but there was more than four or five in a class because there's such a few of us. And didn't have a bell. He had a great big stick and he'd go to the other side of the door and knock on the wall to tell us when to come in, you know, at recess.
Yes, ma'am.
Noon time, and the next school then was at the same place. They called that Patterson School, and a woman taught that school, Miss and it was about the same as it was when he taught, but I had moved on up. I got into what she called the second reader.
Yes, ma'am.
And the next summer, we just didn't have no schools in this country in the wintertime. And the next summer, well, I went back 2 months to a woman named Jenny. That's when I advanced on up to what she called the third reader. But now people kept those old blueback spellers till they were grown. Exactly. Long as they went to school, they had to use those old blueback spellers, and you'd learn more out of them than anything. I do wish I had kept mine.
Did they have anything in them besides spelling words? Or?
Yes, they would have all those words, and then you could look in the back. It was pretty thick back there. They would explain so many of those words.
Yes, ma'am.
That was a good book, and I don't know. I never thought anything about it them days, though. I just heard my books. I quit. I was done. I'm not going back to school or something. I don't know what I thought. I didn't say them. I do wish I had kept that old speller.
I don't believe I've ever seen one of those.
It's been many a day since I've seen one. Now, one time we used to have a lot of socials here. We have some yet, but we used to have a lot of them. And this one we had most of them at the school house. We had a big school build in them days. It's tore down and gone now. And I don't know where that old blueback speller come from, but they had one there that night. And had all of us that had ever studied in one to spell, let us line up there, you know, old, young, and all. And Miss Geneva, she was an old-timey teacher. She called out the words. And if you could spell it, good. And if you couldn't spell it, you had to sit down and get out of the class. And we had more fun. And I never will forget that she called out one word and everybody in the class failed on it and just sat down, and then she saw her mistake. And the word was commissary. And she would say, commissary. Well, we had everyone try to spell it, make it spell commissary. Well, if she'd have said commissary, every last one of us would have spelled it. And she saw her mistake and put us everyone back up there and had us spelling again. And we had more fun that night with that old blueback spell. And it must have been hers. By her being an old-time teacher, I expect it was hers.
Yes,
I didn't even ask her where she got it.
Was there anything else that you enjoyed besides spelling?
That I enjoyed.
In school, subject.
Yes, I tell you, I loved history. I sure did love history and spelling and